Happy snow. Woohoo! Wednesday morning. Praise the Lord for the snow. Absolutely love it. Definitely honor God for keeping everybody safe, for giving us another chance to talk about His Word. Man, excited this morning because I didn't have a word till about 15 minutes ago. So I thank God for Him being right on time. Let's pray and then we'll go into the scripture. Scripture will come out of 1 Samuel chapter 3. Probably starting about verse 4. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. God, I thank you for your faithfulness. God, this morning I pray that you will reveal to us what you would have each one of us to see. I pray today that you will inspire us and strengthen each one of us. I pray for the safety of the families represented that's in this call and that we'll get to hear this message. I pray that you will show us how much you're in love with us. I pray that you will reveal to our hearts individually your love that you have for us, the calling that you've placed on each one of our lives. Yahweh, I thank you that you are good all by yourself. And this morning, we love you. We thank you for the snow. We thank you for safety. We thank you for our families, for protection, for our health. We thank you for being a good, good father. And Lord, I pray that you'll use me during these next few minutes to explain, but more than anything, God, so that we can see how much you truly care about each one of us. We love you, and by faith, we believe these things are done. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, 1 Samuel chapter 3, for the sake of time, I'll give a little bit of a backstory. You have Samuel, who at this point has been dedicated by his parents to the Lord. His mom has prayed the prayer of faith so many times. God gave her a son. She said, listen, God, if you'll give me a son, I'll dedicate him back to you. So you have Samuel, who's a young man or a young boy at this point. And the Bible's extremely clear. It says that the word of the Lord had not been revealed to Samuel yet. So you have Samuel and you have Eli, who is the priest before the Lord at this point, and they're pretty much going to bed. And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4, the Bible says, well, let me start at verse 3. And before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, here I am. So he ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. And he said, I did not call you. Lie down again. And he went and laid down. Verse 6. Then the Lord called yet again, Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. He answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Verse 7, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. Verse 8, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Verse 9, then Eli said to Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Brothers and sisters, my whole life I thought this story was about how Samuel didn't yet know the voice of the Lord. I thought it was about Eli teaching Samuel to acknowledge God. I thought it was about the priest revealing the word of the Lord to Samuel. And sure, all those things are true. But earlier, I mean, not long ago, as I was reading the story one more time, God reminded or revealed to me, he showed me that the story is not about Samuel not knowing the voice of the Lord. The story is not even mainly about Eli helping Samuel understand it was the voice of the Lord. It's about the reckless love of God. It's about God calling us time and time again, even though we didn't answer him the first time, even though we didn't answer him the second time. Even though we didn't answer him the third or maybe the 300th or 500th time, it's about God not stopping until he gets to us. You see, you have Eli and you have Samuel, and they're doing the routines that God has told them to do, and each one of them very, very symbolic. But when it comes time for God to speak, when it comes time for God to reveal himself, the Bible says that Samuel did not yet know the word of the Lord because it had not been revealed to him. But now you and I can jump over to the New Testament, and the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus said that he's the one that came down from heaven. He's actually the manna that it talks about in the book of Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus. Brothers and sisters, today we have good news that the Word of God has been revealed to you and me, and that is in the person of Jesus Christ. It's in the person that knew no sin yet became sin so that you and me might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God kept calling Samuel because he wanted to talk to him. He wanted to have a relationship with him, and he didn't condemn him for not knowing him at the beginning. Not one time in these four different experiences that Samuel had with God do I hear God say, "Samuel, you should have known who I was at the beginning." I see a patient God. I see a God that's long-suffering. I see a God that keeps calling and calling and calling. And how many of us today can testify that we appreciate that God kept on calling us? How many of us can testify that it took us getting to our lowest point before we realized who God was, before we gave God the appreciation, the glory, and respect that he so rightfully deserves? And even after that, sometimes we miss it. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, when Samuel was walking back to his place where he was sleeping after going to talk to Eli, I never read about how Samuel beat himself up. I never read how Samuel was discouraged. On the contrary, each and every time that Samuel heard the voice, the Bible says that he would get up immediately and he would run to Eli. There's a word in that. I want you to know that God doesn't want you to beat yourself up when you miss it. Sometimes God wants you to take that step back home. Sometimes he wants you to take that walk back to your place of rest. Sometimes when you don't know what's going on, it's okay to walk back and rest. It's okay to walk back and go back to sleep. It's okay to walk back and think about the things that's happened in our lives. I honor Samuel because it amazes me that Samuel does this 4 to 5 times. And as he's doing this, Samuel not one time loses faith. Samuel not one time says, "Man, I'm not getting up again." He's not discouraged. So why are you and me discouraged? A couple days ago, well, maybe a week ago now, I was at Bojangles. And I don't need anybody showing up there because I typically try to go there once a day. I'm not going to tell you what time because I know a few of you that'll show up, especially my dad. But I was there and I was eating. And man, I heard the Lord tell me to give this young lady some money. And I'm sitting there, you know, I don't know how many of you, but I'll argue with the Lord, or I'll at least talk to him about it and say, "Are you sure? That's embarrassing." You know, I go through this whole conversation typically. What I found, if I'll just do what he told me to do, it's way easier that way. But I'm having a conversation with the Lord and probably an argument, to be honest. And right before I'm telling God, I don't know, that's embarrassing, the young lady's getting off work. So instead of doing it God's way and the way he told me to do it, I ultimately have to chase this lady down in the parking lot, even more embarrassing, and give her some money, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't want to take it. And I'm like, "Listen, I don't really know why, but I'm sure it's from him." So the lady, and you know, I want the lady to look back at me and tell me she don't have gas money. I want the lady to look back at me and tell me, "Oh, she's been praying for this money or whatever. And the lady just looks back at me in shock and says, thank you, God bless you, and goes on about her what? Goes on about her day. And so I go back in and finish my bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with extra bacon and hot fries. Praise the Lord. Bojangles hot fries will probably be in heaven if we're being honest. But anyways, I tell this lady, I wanted her to tell me, hey, listen, you answered my prayer. So I sat back down and I'm like, man, Lord, that was embarrassing. Like, I'm not for sure she needed any money or not. And I was looking for the lady to validate. I was looking for the lady to confirm to me that I heard him. And brothers and sisters, today, a couple days ago, about a week later, the lady comes up to me and she has tears in her eyes and she says, listen, that money you gave me the other day, I need to tell you a story. And she begins to tell me the story. And ultimately she says, listen, my baby was out of diapers. I didn't know what I was going to do, but God sent me you. And I tell that story today because God wants us to know that if he speaks to us, if it's truly him, then that's got to be enough. And God didn't beat me up or condemn me for wanting her to validate him speaking to me. But I want you to know today that God is speaking to you directly. And sometimes he'll confirm it and sometimes he won't. And both ways are absolutely amazing. And when the lady told me the story and confirmed it back to me, I instantly talked back to God and I'm like, God, why did I need that? And God shows me for that situation, for that moment, I needed it. But there's so many things and so many different ways that he's speaking to you and me that his word will be enough. Eli and Samuel in this situation did what it took to hear from the Lord. I beat Samuel up sometimes when I think about this. I'm like, Samuel, why did it take you four times to realize it was God speaking to you? And instantly God chose me. It took me a whole lot more than four times to realize God was speaking to me. Sometimes we need to go to the men and women of God and explain to them we think we heard something. We can tell them our heart. And whether they understand or not, at least we're getting it out of our heart. At least we're explaining to people how we feel. And sometimes we have to take a walk back to our place of rest without an answer. Just because we don't get an answer the first trip or the second trip or the third or fifth or tenth doesn't mean that God's not hearing you. It doesn't mean that God's gave up on you. It doesn't mean that God's thought that you're not worth it. It just means that it's not the right time. The Bible says for everything under heaven, there's a season and there's a time. I want you to know that your season to hear God is here. Your season to obey God is here. My season to obey God is here. And I want to encourage you today that we can be like Samuel and maybe don't recognize God at first, but I'm telling you right now, he'll stop at absolutely nothing to make sure that you and me know how much he loves us. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10, this is the, fourth time the Lord is calling to Samuel. The Bible says, now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. What I notice about verse 10 is the Bible says that God comes as at other times and stood and says, Samuel, Samuel. Is this the first time God has called Samuel's names twice? Maybe. But I love how the Bible says that God came as at other times, meaning he didn't give up just because Samuel didn't understand. It's okay that you don't understand why you're having to go through this, or family members or friends or loved ones while we're going through certain things. There's many things I promise you I don't understand. I have tons of questions. But what brings me comfort is I can know that God will stand in the corner of the room and call me by name. And that same God that'll call me by name has called you by name. The Bible says that he's called you and me out of darkness into his marvelous light. The God of all creation knows you as Alex. It knows you as Steve. It knows you as John. It knows you as Tim. It knows you as Kevin. It knows you as Melissa. That same great God that told the star to be in this position and this star to be in this position and this planet to be in this position and the Milky Way to make sure it moves in this certain motion is the very same God that called you by name. And if you don't hear him the first time, I promise you he'll come again. He'll come again and he'll come again until he can stand in the very same room as you and let you know that it's his reckless love that's coming after you time and time again. God's word will always prevail, but until Samuel was willing to accept it, until Samuel was ready to get into a position to listen, God did not speak. It shows that we serve a God that's gracious. We serve a God that's patient and he's kind and he's long-suffering and he's full of grace and mercy and love. That's the kind of God that you and I serve, not a God that sits in heaven like Zeus. I am sick and tired of hearing preachers talk about God's in heaven with his lightning bolts waiting to throw them down at you and me. That's not the God I serve. I serve a God that bared with me and bears with me still today. I serve a God that the Bible says that he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son so that you and I should have life and not perish. I serve a God that can do exceedingly and abundantly above anything I could possibly ask, think, or imagine. That's the kind of God I serve. The kind of God that you and me serve today is the God that said, Samuel still wasn't listening. Samuel was going everywhere but to God. He said, Samuel, and he still wasn't listening. And the fourth and final time he said, Samuel, let me come into the room and stand with you. And that's when Samuel said, speak, Lord. I want you to know that God's waiting on us to say, speak, Lord. He's waiting on you because he wants to speak to us. He wants to talk to us as a friend talks to a friend. He's wanting to show us his unending love and mercy. He's wanting to show us who he truly is. It's not about missing him or needing a confirmation. It's about having a relationship with him. And sometimes I need God to confirm things. I won't lie to you. Sometimes I look for that validation. But what if I look for the validation in his voice? What if him speaking to me is enough? What if him speaking to you is enough? And I promise he'll do it and do it time and time again until you and me are in a position to listen. How did Samuel hear God? For my final thought today, and it blew me away. How did Samuel hear the voice of the Lord? The Bible says he was laying down. When you're laying down, you can't perform different tasks. It's hard to be busy. You may say, Brother Allen, you don't know the scrolling I can do on my cell phone as I'm laying there. And you got a point there. But Samuel didn't have a cell phone. I believe it's the Bible showing us that Samuel was in a position of rest. You see, a lot of us would have gave up at that point, said, I'm going to pace the room. I'm anxious or I don't understand or whatever the situation is, and I'm going to pace the room. I give up on trying to sleep because I'm too anxious. I give up on trying to sleep because I had a bad dream. I give up on trying to sleep because I know I'm just going to drive myself crazy until this test in the morning or whatever it may be. I know these things are going to happen, but the Bible says that Samuel was raised by Eli, and Samuel was dedicated to God. And because Samuel was at a place of rest, the word could be revealed. I want to encourage us today to get to a position of rest. Sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean standing still, but it does mean our mind being absolutely calmed. It does mean our mind being peaceful. It does mean that you and me being quiet. The hardest thing for me in life probably to do is be quiet. I like to talk. I like to move around. I like to try to get this done, to try to get this done. Alex will look at me sometimes and just say, are you going to sit down? Well, she probably says you need to sit down, not are you going to, but if we can rest, then I promise you we can hear the voice of the Lord. Let's pray. Yahweh, I thank you today. I thank you that you're exactly who you say, and I thank you that you have gave us the story that so many times you went to Samuel and called him by name. And when Samuel was ready to rest, God, you spoke and he was able to obey. God, I thank you that you don't condemn us, that you love us in spite of, that you continuously speak to each one of us, that God, you don't give up on us. I thank you, Yahweh. You are a good, good Father. And today we say yes to being restful. We say yes to listening to you. And more than anything, God, we say yes to your love. God, speak to us like you did Samuel. And God, we will do our best to obey. Speak to us like you did Samuel. And if we miss it, then God, call us again. If we miss it, then call us again. And if we miss it again, then come stand with us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Today we say yes to you and we honor you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.